Chapter 8, Teaching English Pronunciation. As the French has rightly pointed out, inverted comma open, speech is the groundwork. All the rest are built up from it. Through speech, the pupil learns to make the direct connection between the teacher word or phrase and the object, action or idea it bears. He learns the habit of using words in the correct sentence patterns and phrase patterns, and he can learn this is in no other way. Inverted comma close. So speaking is fundamental to English learning. Champion says, inverted comma open, the first duty of the teacher is to reach the pupil to speak English. In other words, in the oral teaching of English, it is the duty of the teacher to see that the pupil pronounces English words correctly. Inverted comma close. This indicates toward teaching English pronunciation to people. Heading, aims of teaching pronunciation. First, cultivation of audible and intelligible pronunciation. B, production of correct sound with proper stress, intonation, rhythm, fluency, and pause. Third, cultivation of the habit of speaking long sentences and speaking for a long time correctly. Fourth, developing good speech manner with impressive postures and gestures. Heading, causes of defective pronunciation in India. For a teaching of English pronunciation, the teacher must be acquainted with the causes of retardation in effective pronunciation among Indian pupils, so that he can take the causes into consideration while teaching. Some of the main causes of defective pronunciation are, first, substituting sound from mother tongue. Sounds in Indian language differ from that of English language. Indian children substitute their language sounds for a sound of English word. For instance, three of English boxes contains the sound T, T-H-D, likes, T-T-H-D. Many Indian languages have boxes which are similar to the English ones for T and D, but not for the T-H, th sound. So the Indian listeners put this th sound in one of these own boxes. It can be illustrated in the following way. T-T-H-D, T-D. Second, lack of knowledge of sounds. Pupils do not have knowledge of sounds of vowel and consonants. So while speaking, they slur, S-L-U-R, over words and pronounce which as which. Third, lack of knowledge of intonation and stress. In the absence of knowledge of intonation and stress in English language, the pronunciation is not effective. Fourth, teachers' defective pronunciation. Many teachers do not pronounce correctly. This affects the pronunciation of students who think the teacher an ideal. As a matter of fact, many teachers do not have sufficient knowledge of English sound system. Fifth, mother tongue speech habits. The mother tongue speech habit train the speech organs differently. It becomes hard for students to adjust their speech organs to new sounds. This is called retroactive inhibition. Sixth, lack of speaking opportunities. Indian students do not get sufficient opportunities to speak English and to some extent, extent. This is the cause of retardation in pronunciation. Seventh, no firm rules. In English, there are no firm rules which can be applied in every sphere of pronunciation. Eight, lack of attention to English pronunciation. Many teachers ignore pronunciation and emphasize on correct spelling. Ninth, is physical disability of the child. Sometimes physical disabilities like defective speech organs and teeth causes defective pronunciation. Tenth, dearth, D-E-A-R-T-H, of books on pronunciation. Books on pronunciation can help students as well as teachers, but there is dearth of such books. Heading, reasons of teaching pronunciation. First, during childhood, the speech habits are in the process of formation. They require much guidance and training in producing articulate speech. Second, before the child starts studying English in school, he acquires bad pronunciation of many words. This must be corrected by the teacher. Third, the regional standard of English pronunciation is very low. Heading, methods of teaching English pronunciation. There are two main methods of teaching English pronunciation, although some subsidiary methods can also be used. They are, first, imitation method, second, phonetic method, third, subsidiary method. First, heading, imitation method. This method has four steps. First, perceptions, P-E-R-C-E-P-T-I-O-N-S. The teacher writes the word or sentence on the blackboard and gives a model pronunciation. Pupils perceive and pronunciation. Second, imitation. The students try to pronounce the word or sentence exactly as the teacher has pronounced. This is imitation. Third, feedback. If the teacher finds that the pronunciation is not correct, he gives feedback. Fourth, drill. The last step of drill. It is of two types, first group drill and second individual drill. The drill must start with group drill. The different aspects of pronunciations which are giving proper sounds, stress, rhythm, intonation, fluency and pause can be taught by this method. For giving model pronunciation, linguaphone can be used. Recording can also help. It is of two types. First, formal. A model text is recorded by the teacher and is played before students of imitate. Second, informal. The imitation by students is recorded and is played before students to point out their mistakes. Heading, advantages of imitation method. First, it is a natural method because it is based on psychological principles. Second, it takes less time. Third, it emphasizes on exercise. Fourth, every child, whether for normal or retarded, can be benefited by this method. Heading, limits of imitation method. First, students imitate the teacher who can be incorrect in pronunciation. Second, in group drill, mistakes cannot be caught. Third, pronunciation of every English word is not possible by this method. Heading, overcoming the limits. First, teachers should be trained in English pronunciation. Second, the classroom should have less number of students. Third, habit of consulting dictionary should be cultivated in students. Fourth, phonetic method can be used. Second heading, phonetic method. In this method, pronunciation is taught by giving students a knowledge of English phonetics. There are many entirely new sounds in English. In phonetic method, first, the teacher tells about the 45 sounds of English letters. Second, he tells about how these sounds are produced by different speech organs. Third, he explains rules of producing sounds. The English sounds, speech organs, and some rules are discussed in detail in the previous chapter. Daniel Jones describes 5 steps. First, recognition of various speech sounds. Second, making these sounds by the pupils. Third, using these sounds in their proper places in connected speech. Fourth, learning these sounds in the uses of sound attribute or prosodies. PROSODIES. Fifth, learn to catenate sounds, which means to join each sound of a sequence on the next and to pronounce the completely sequence rapidly and without stumbling. Heading, practice. In the phonetic method, practice of producing correct sound is very essential. For different consonant sounds, the following tables can be read for practice. First down the columns, then across the columns. Heading, material aid. The following material aid is helpful in English pronunciation through this method. First, charts of speech organ. Second, position of speech organs during producing different sounds. 3. Linguaphone and gramophone for the demonstration of sounds. Heading, difficulties in learning English sounds. There are some major difficulties in pronouncing English sounds for a speaker of Hindi. The teacher should keep in view and try to overcome these while teaching pronunciation through phonetic method. First, P is used for both F and P. Second, Z is replaced by DE or DZ. Third, theta are replaced by teeth, which causes confusion with T and D. Fourth, T and D are made with the edge of the tongue lip tip. Fifth, W and V are confused and an intermediate sound is used for both. Sixth, E is replaced by either X or EI. Seventh, U and U are confused and an intermediate sound is used for both. Heading, advantages of phonetic method. First, it is based on scientific principles. Therefore, there are no chances of distorted pronunciation. Second, this method develops a feeling of self-dependency in students. Third, the learner can himself evaluate the correctness of his pronunciation. Limits of phonetic methods. First, it is based on unpsychological rules. Second, it is not proper for mentally retarded students because it is logical. Third, it compels students to cram because for many students it becomes hard to understand the sound system and phonetics transcription. Fourth, generally students do not take interest in learning pronunciation if taught by phonetic method. Fifth, teachers find this method tedious, T-E-D-I-O-U-S. Sixth, it has been found that even after understanding the sound system of English, many persons are unable to pronounce properly. Seventh, since there is no place of practice in this method, students forget pronunciation of many words after some lapse of time. Eight, this method is not appropriate for little children. It can only be used successfully with adult students. Ninth, it is much time consuming. Tenth, for teaching pronunciation through this method, the teacher must be well trained. 11th, audiovisual aids are needed, as charts of speech organs, lingua phone, etc. Heading, overcoming the limits. First, auditory memory should be cultivated. Auditory memory means to discriminate sounds, to recognize sounds, and to remember sounds. Second, Jones suggests that dictation of isolated sounds can help a lot. Third, sounds of mother tongue and English should be compared. Fourth, those sounds should be noted and practiced which are pronounced incorrectly by most of the students. Fifth, tongue twister should be used to pronounce difficult sounds. Tongue twisters are the group of words of difficult sounds. Third, heading, subsidiary methods. The following methods can also be used to teach English pronunciation. First, singing songs. Second, reciting poem. Third, analysis of long and difficult words and sentences. Fourth, loud reading. Heading, teaching pronunciation at junior and senior stage. At junior stage, imitation method is best because at this stage, students are children. Imitation is simple and interesting for them. During this stage, technical terms must be avoided. At the most, he can distinguish sounds and compare sounds. Singing songs, reciting poem, and loud reading can be used, but phonetic methods should be avoided. At senior level, phonetic methods should be used along with other methods. Heading, some suggestions for good pronunciation teaching. First, teachers should improve their own pronunciation. Second, audiovisual aids should be used. Third, much practice should be emphasized. Fourth, individual attention should be paid to weak students. Fifth, the teacher should not forget the psychological fact of individual differences. Sixth, the teacher should proceed from known to unknown. Sixth, seventh, some breathing exercises should be given because it helps good speech. Eight, speaking opportunities should be given to students. Ninth, different methods should be used. It will remove monotony and create interest among students. Tenth, sets of gramophone records are now available. Schools should have these and should be played before students. Thus, by following these suggestions, good pronunciation can be taught. Exercise, essay type questions. First question is, what are the main causes of defective pronunciation in India? Second, explain the methods of teaching English pronunciation. Short answer type questions. First question, give some suggestions for good pronunciation teaching. Second, what do you mean by subsidiary method? Objective type questions. First, right listening leads to right. Second, pronunciation drills are the means of enable the students speak the words in blank correct order first, phonetically B, alphabetically C, grammatically D, linguistically.